And now, Ben Bailey.
We must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receives a just reward, notice this, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard Him? We've got to give more earnest heed. Why? Because if the word spoken through angels, the old law, if it was true and if every transgression receives a just reward, how's it going to be for us? You see the seriousness of obeying God's new law? During the Old Testament, when God spoke, if they disobeyed that, sometimes they took those people out and stoned them. And here's the point the writer makes. My friends, there is something worse going to happen to us if we neglect so great a salvation. You say to yourself, what could be worse than breaking the law of God and having someone take you out and stone you to death? People will perish eternally if they do not obey the gospel of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9 says that God is one day going to be coming in a flaming fire to take vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of Christ. The Bible says that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10, verse 31, for our God is a consuming fire. Jesus proclaimed in Matthew 25, verse 46, cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The righteous will go into eternal life, but the unrighteous into eternal death. That is why it is so serious for us today to take advantage of this great salvation. Now, I want you to notice what makes this salvation so great. What is it that makes Christ and Christianity so great? There are many things we could mention. The blessings, the joy, the hope. But chapter 2 identifies several things that make our salvation, the Christian way, so great. Look in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. Christ's salvation is great because of the great sacrifice that He made. Look at this wonderful verse. The Bible says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, might taste death for every man. Look away from the condemnation, from the old law, and look to Jesus. We see Jesus. Can't you hear the joy and the excitement in His voice? We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, might taste death for every man. Friend, the very fact that our Lord came into this earth is one of the most wonderful blessings and privileges mankind has ever been granted. The angels sang, peace on earth and goodwill to men at the birth of Jesus. People rejoiced. Gifts were brought. It was a wonderful time when God's own Son came to this world. But why did He come here? His birth is not what we celebrate today. It's not what we remember. I'm thankful to God that Jesus was born into this world. But notice the last part of Hebrews 2, verse 9. He tasted death for every man. The wonderful sacrifice that Jesus made is what makes Christianity so great. Remember, Hebrews 10, verses 3 and 4 says that the blood of bulls and goats could never really take away sin. If we were under the old law, we would be reminded every year of our sin. We would be reminded of the fact that these animals can't take away sin. But we see Jesus, who tasted death for every man. The death of Christ is what had the power to remove sin. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And friend, if we're honest with ourselves, we'll realize that instead of Jesus, we're the ones who deserve to die. Ezekiel 18:4, the Bible says, the soul who sins shall surely die. That was our condemnation. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Paul said to the Christians in Ephesus in Ephesians 2:1 and Ephesians 2:5, you who were dead in your trespasses and sins, He made alive together in Christ. If we honestly consider the fact, we'll realize all of us, because of our own sin, Romans 3:12, Romans 5:12, Romans 3:23, and Romans 5:12, all of us deserve to face spiritual death. But look again, Jesus, instead of me, Jesus tasted death for every man. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, "He Himself bore our sins in His own body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." Jesus bore my sins and He bore yours on the cross so that we don't have to bear the guilt and the consequences of sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him." Thank God that Jesus was willing to suffer and die to become that great sacrifice. And so this is what makes Christianity so much greater, the great sacrifice of Jesus. Another great thing in chapter 2 is the fact that we have a greater captain or a greater leader. Notice Hebrews 2 and verse 10. The Bible says, "It was fitting for Him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering." Christianity is great because we have a great captain, a great leader. Now, there were great leaders in the old law. There were great leaders like Noah, who led his family to the ark. Great leaders like Moses, who led God's people out of Egypt. Great leaders like Joshua, who led them into the promised land. But friend, none is greater than Jesus, because Jesus is able to lead us to heaven itself. The captain of their salvation. Jesus has gone before us. He's prepared the way, and if we follow Him, we'll make sure and get to heaven. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me." Friend, hear me well today. If you will follow Jesus, the captain of your salvation, I'm talking about faithfully follow Him, do what He says, obey His will, put aside prejudice and bias, and make up your mind, whatever the Lord says, I'm going to do it and I'm going to follow Him, it will be impossible for you not to get to heaven. That's the kind of captain, the kind of leader we have. If we step in line behind Him, follow Him as rank, as Lord and leader, and do whatever He says, you can be sure you'll make it through this life victoriously, and you will make it to heaven itself. Now, in Hebrews chapter 2, another great thing about our salvation is that we have the greater victory. Look in Hebrews 2 and verse 14. Jesus tasted death for every man. He's the great captain. But look at what His death did in verse 14. The Bible says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, He Himself likewise shared in the same," notice this, "that through death He might destroy him who had the power of death," that is, the devil. Jesus came to this earth. He lived and died, but in dying, Jesus destroyed death and the devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 following, "O death, where is your sting? Death has been defeated through Christ." Does that mean we're not going to die? No. We are going to die. Hebrews 9 verse 27 teaches that, but it means this. Just as Jesus arose from the grave, John 5 verse 28 and 29 says that all will one day come forth out of the grave. But not only did Jesus defeat death, Jesus, for our sake, defeated our greatest enemy. He, through death, conquered him who had the power of death, which is the devil. My friend, from the time of Genesis 3, the devil has been man's archenemy, trying to cause him to lose his soul. He tempted Adam and Eve to eat of that forbidden fruit in the garden, and they ate, and the doors to sin were opened up. Each man sinned because of his own choice, but the devil tempted us. The devil tempted Job to curse God and die. The devil was seen as a tempter in the life of some of those in the New Testament as well. But friend, realize the devil is a very serious foe. 1 Peter 5:8 says that the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Jesus said to Peter, "Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Luke chapter 22. But here's the good news. Yes, Satan is a powerful adversary, but Jesus has already, by His death, Jesus has already defeated the devil. And the principle for us is this. Our salvation is greater because if we follow Jesus, if we stay true to Him, through Him we can defeat the devil. The devil will not win over you if you remain true to Jesus. Revelation 2 verse 10, the Bible says we're to be faithful unto death and we'll receive the crown of life. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. Today we can have the help of Jesus Christ in overcoming sin and self and Satan by looking to His Word and by following the Scripture. Jesus is able to help us in this life if we'll only let Him. That means we need to follow His example. We're to walk in His footsteps, 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. We're to imitate Christ, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. We're to speak as the oracles of God. We're to say and speak the things that Jesus spoke, 1 Peter 4 verse 11. And when we face trials and temptations in life, we need to look to the example of Jesus. That's why the Bible is written, so that we could learn about salvation and so we could look to the example of Christ and the men of God who wrote the Bible to see how we're supposed to live and walk and teach and do in this life. Now, friend, the basic lesson of Hebrews 1 and 2 is that Christ is greater than angels and His salvation is the greatest. Today, if you're not a child of God, we ask you, how shall you escape? How shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? Look at what God has offered us today. Hope and help through Jesus and His salvation. If you're not a child of God, why would you not want to take advantage of that? Your sins can be washed away. Acts 2 verse 38. You can get a second chance. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. You can have hope and help and real purpose in this life. Why not today take advantage of the great sacrifice that's been offered? There is no other hope. Jesus is the only way. You can become a Christian today by doing what they did in the first century. You first must hear the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We then must believe that Jesus is God's Son. Jesus said in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am He, you'll surely die in your sins. Once I believe that Jesus is God's Son, I must repent of things in my life that are not right. Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. Having repented, changed my mind and changed my way of life, I then must confess the name of Jesus. In Acts 8, the Ethiopian eunuch proclaimed, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. You must do the same. And friend, you must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. They cried out in Acts 2, men and brethren, what shall we do? And the answer was this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Have you taken advantage of the great salvation, my friend? If not, we're begging you today, let Jesus reign supreme in your life by obeying the gospel and being faithful unto death.